You may remember just a few weeks ago we had a baptism service here and we had the testimonies of five young people who got baptized at the very same Sunday up in Scotland. Ben, come on up, Ben. Ben, Helen's son, was baptized in Queen Charlotte Chapel in Edinburgh. And I just asked Ben to share his testimony with us today, because I thought it would be an encouragement. It's always an encouragement, isn't it, when God is at work in people's lives. And well, I won't steal what you're going to say, so I'll pass it over to you, Ben.
Carry on. So I just thought I'd start with a little prayer, and then we'll get into it. So, Father, I just thank you for today. Thanks for bringing everyone here, and I pray that you give people, you soften their hearts, you give them the ears to hear and the eyes to see, and you bring them forth to you, Father, because you are the good shepherd. So I just want to thank you, Father. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I prayed. Amen. Hello, church. Sorry, I'll use this notebook for quite a lot. Well, I've not written it all down, but we'll go. Right. So, if you don't know me, I'm Helen's son. But yes, I... a drunkard, anger-filled, impure, lawless, boastful, resentful sinner, detestable on every account, plagued with depression, alcoholism, self-hatred, destructiveness. I had venom on the tongue and hate on the heart, and that boy was me. So can you all hear me? basically troubled, to say the least, unknowingly, throughout my adolescence and early 20s, just filled with pain, untrust, depression, and when I was 21, I wrote a little poem, and it just encaptures where I was at. So I'll just share that with you, and then I'll not take up too much of your time. And it was referencing my father on earth. So it's called Thank You, Dad. Dad, when I was young, the wind strung me along, fragile, innocent, living in my own adolescent dream factory. Not a care, stress, or clue of how badly the world can turn on you. This is when my life got tough and you decided that you'd had enough and you left me in a huff. Not a text, a call, or an explanation, just left with four walls to contemplate on. The adolescent dream factory had me living in the passenger seat with my mother at the mercy to what you called happy pills. My sister, overwhelmed, pregnant, and on the receiving end of physical abuse. Meanwhile, in the middle, trying my best, attempting to write at my desk. This young man turned to drugs, drink, and violence, and sick of his home and sick of the violence. For the next decade, he was subconsciously, unknowingly in an internal war with himself, but did not understand why the outbursts caused core pain to oneself. Along the boy's journey, he experienced a lot, with open wounds not nearly ready to clot. In turn, this pushed a boy through pain, the gym, his safe place, no longer enough to cope with the trauma brimming. A boy starved whilst getting carved, but not by choice. It was that bad that his cheekbones hurt. A boy no longer smiled or frowned due to the ache on his mind. A boy drank and cried nightly, not being able to rejoice, even slightly. Insomnia had a hold on him. He just needed a rest. He dreaded looking in the mirror because the eyes looking back were unfamiliar. The man in the mirror looking back at him was more horrible than the demon in his head, and he was ready to rap. The man called him names, he told him he was worthless, and to make it change. Looking down in despair, something stopped the boy from being suspended in the air. The boy had come too far to become a star. The man agreed for once. Even though his dad had bailed on him, the man in the mirror wasn't going to. The boy visited his dad, fueled with anger and rage, and sat him down and gave him a page of the novel that haunted the boy. A year went by, not a text, a call. No text, no call. A boy yet again left to roam. Then a text when the boy is doing okay, and he thought, please, not today. But this time, the boy is different, matured, if you like. He stands up, he picks up his phone and takes up the mic. The same old man on the other end, and the same old story, it never ends. Instantly, the boy is on his back foot, and that one text changed his whole outlook. Instead of turning to the drink and violence, a boy showed growth, stability, and good guidance. A boy still has questions. How could you leave your only son? But he accepts the lessons and just how far he's come. This is when a boy became a man, accepts the pain, and what's done is done. He looked his old man in the eye. I'm a self-made man, and I don't need to change. I needed you once, but I'm no longer in that cage. I forgive you, he says, and they parted ways. I'm a strong man now, and I don't need the craze. Thank you, Dad. That's the poem.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys. So I was struggling with all of this, and I was unaware of all of this. I'd buried it deep down, and took me to be drinking and being crazy, like in work, and I was made to go to speak to someone about why I was so aggressive, and I didn't know. And that's when not all of this came out. So I'll continue with the what God did for me. So over a Christmas 2022, I was kicked out of the base where I lived and my house. So it was a crazy, crazy Christmas. And on the 26th of December, I was thought it'd be good to go to Wales for some unbeknownst reason to me. And it was 3 o'clock in the morning, and I had insomnia, still drinking, still all of that. And I didn't know what to do with myself, so I thought, oh yeah, I'll just climb Snowdon. That's what any sane person would do. So I went, and it was 3 o'clock in the morning. Didn't check the weather. Thought, yeah, I'll just do it. I'm in the army. I can hack it. And how wrong I was. I got quarter of the way up, and this is when the storm came in. And I had a big bag on my back. I had 2 head torches, a phone, another torch, and I had a map as well. And the storm was knocking me around. Bear in mind, I'm quite a big person. This storm was knocking me around, and it knocked me to my knees. So I was on my knees, and brought to my knees with the storm everywhere, and my torches did not work. My phone was broken, just like me. And I'd exhausted every other means to escape. I'd tried the map. I couldn't see. I'd lost the path. I didn't know where I was, and that's when it dawned on me. With a mustard seed of faith, I said, Lord, if you're there, show me the path. And the storm stopped. The storm stopped instantly. I looked up, and I could just see the path. I knew where I was going, and I got up. I got up, and I carried on, and I got to the top. I couldn't see a thing. It was misty. I wanted to go up for the morning sunrise, but yeah, that didn't work. But was this enough to turn a wretch like me? No, it wasn't. And I'd got into more trouble at work on operations, which is, I was drinking on operations because I was bad. I was deep in my alcoholism and just depression, and I was using that as a coping mechanism, and it didn't help. So I got sentenced to 18 days in military prison. And 2 days before I was due to go, I was out drinking on West Street. And that's when some street pastors, big shout out, yeah, massive shout out. They approached me. They were like, "Do you know Jesus?" And I said, I know about him, which is a non-answer. They prayed for me on the street, and they gave me a card, and they said, "We'll see you at church tomorrow." And I thought, never. And then I woke up the next morning in my drunken slumber, found the card, and I had 40 minutes to get showered, get there. And everything around me was trying to avoid me from getting to this church. And I knew, and I don't know why, but I knew I had to be there. I knew I couldn't miss it. I would turned up 20 minutes late, and it was a full, like, formal, like, everyone was dressed in suits and stuff, and I stood there in my shorts and my t-shirt, I made it late, but I made it, and I was back at this church, not wanting to look at anyone or speak to anyone. I was just filled with shame, and this pastor, he was really, really preaching to me, and I was just stood there with my head down, and I was thinking, I can't look up. He was saying, if you want to give your life to Jesus, if you want to be saved, put your hand up. And I couldn't. I stood there. I had tears rolling down my cheeks, and I was shaking my head in shame, because I was a wretch. I could not. How could I? Me? Who am I? And he said again, "If you want to be saved, just put your hand up." And I still had my head down, deep down, buried, furthest I've ever been. And he said it one more time. And I raised my hand, and I was brought to the front. And that's when, again, I fell to my knees, because every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess. Amen. And I just want to give all the glory to him. He has changed my life, and I would be dead. I think I would be lost, very lost or very dead, if not for him, for Jesus, and for what he's done in my life. Then I saw pain and hate and nothing more, and now I just see he's moving. Praise God, he is moving, and it's undeniable what he has done in my life, and he's lifted me up, and I'm an undeserving sinner, but if anyone is undeserving, I was undeserving. I am undeserving, and you know, you're never too gone. You're never too gone. He will save you. You just twist a mustard seed of faith. A mustard seed of faith. I've got two verses and then two more things to say, and then I'll let you go. Have a good Sunday. No, Romans 12, chapter 2. "Do not be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind." And Matthew 17:20, "Truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you." And I just want to emphasize two points. On my knees, under the presence of the Holy Spirit before God, unwillingly on my knees both times in my testimony. I didn't want to be on my knees. I was the mighty glory of the Lord. I was on my knees, and I didn't know where else to go. So, but now I just want to say, whenever I pray, most of the time when I pray, I like to do it on my knees. I gladly, I get down on my knees because he's in awe and in yes, I don't have the words, but yes, and I just want to say as well, my father on earth may have let me down, and he may have let many of you down, but our Father in heaven will never let us down. And just one last thing, just turn to him. It doesn't matter where you're at, turn to him and be saved, elevated, and kneel to the one that is most high. Amen.